For sure. We're back again with our next episode of With The Green Podcast. This is your boy,
No. You intro the last one.
You intro the last one.
All right,
let me sit.
You put me in charge of the last one. You're trying to take my shine and check, so it's my turn. You know what I mean? Let me do my job, dog.
We live?
Okay. Got you, Bakers. Intro the pod.
This big fella, you know, listening to With The Green Podcast.
Yo, thank you everybody for showing up. Welcome to With The Green Podcast. Another episode. One time for the one time. It's your boy Big Rain at the Little Rain. Rain or Dan, you know the vibes. I got my dog Big Breezy in the house. You feel me? Big Chris in the house. Big Chris.
Genomous
the real
Chris.
Big Chris.
Yeah. What feel like?
Huh? It's just Big Breeze.
What your food, your call?
Big Fella Grub.
All right. I hear it there. Big Fella Grub. Atlanta, Georgia. What's the address?
451 Bishop Street. Southwest ATL, man.
See, and this is what episode
46. You know episode 46. And if I want some bad salmon, I want some lamb mac chops. And cheese. If I want lamb,
mac and cheese,
I could get it well done or medium well.
However you want it. You know what I'm saying? Call the temperature we gave you.
You ever had it?
No. Wow. Sound like I need to be there.
So everybody in here, this is our full house, by the way. Like, people come through. Like, I feel like we're on tour. Like, we jump in and we
get big up my dog then with me too.
But make sure I head down to Big Fella Grub one time for the one time.
And like Chris said, we have guests. So we have the beautiful
Jay Brown.
Jay Brown?
Yep, Jay Brown. Okay. Everybody call me Jay.
What Jay shot from?
Let me guess.
Go ahead, guess.
Jatoya.
Ooh, no. Ew.
Yeah, that's a crazy name. No offense.
Go ahead, guess.
No offense.
Jamisha.
Ew.
Okay, wait. Your turn, Chris.
What do you think?
Jay Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Janelle.
Jay Brown sound like an abbreviation. I mean, it sound like Jay Brown.
But what Jay shot for? That's what she got.
Jenaya?
Jaboni?
Oh.
Jamila.
Ew.
Jamila.
We're going to stick to Jay Brown, okay?
Okay.
I feel like that is a competitor, you know, like it's going to be on my brain for the rest of the week.
I'm going to be guessing.
As it should be.
Excuse me.
Yeah, man.
Exactly. Where everybody can find you at on socials?
Well, I'd be on Instagram. So hit me up on IG.
Because it's for Facebook.
For life.
Nah, I'd lead that for Island. Business.
Oh,
they be trying to tell you
everywhere that. Else. IG, I'd be on IG, I'd be on IG active. It's JB_foreign. Hit me up if you're in Atlanta when it comes to work. I love to collab, so I'm so excited for collabing with you guys. I enjoy the podcast, so I am so happy to be invited here. This is a vibe.
Oh, for sure.
It looks amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm really happy to be here. Can't wait to work with you.
I have to mention too, man. Proud of my boy, my dog. Sealy, dog. You know what I'm saying?
I wait a moment. Mom needs to blush on camera.
People don't understand, like, entrepreneurship is nothing easy, you know what I'm saying?
For sure, to be out here doing your thing.
Hey, bro, are you seeing women?
Yeah, you know what I mean? You have your own platform, doing your thing, making your noise. I mean, yeah, man. Doing something positive for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, dog.
For sure.
We have more people here, too.
Yeah, we got more people.
We have more females. Everybody will introduce themselves. Mm-hmm. When they step on mic, you know, and when Chris drop these hot topics.
Hey, let's get right into it.
So, I got my drink.
Topic number one.
Right?
What's everybody's shoe say? No, that's joking. Good.
Topic number one. Airy, so. If I ain't been following social media and what been going on, Cam Newton and his girl, Foxy, you know what I'm saying? He keep getting flame for embarrassing she over and over and over again. So this time, she get embarrassed because he basically said he has sex with other woman while being with her. And then she in turn went on social media and said, yes, I do take him back. So my question for the ladies I could answer to,
okay.
Does this make the woman a weak woman? Or did she crack the code in terms of like, Airy, I keeping a family together, I keeping a household together, we ain't breaking up, you know what I mean? We ain't splitting finances, nothing. We still together. It's just sex. Because she did say, you know, after the man he come back to reality and he's back to his regular self.
Did she say that for real?
Yeah, she said that.
I don't say I don't know about that.
You know, are you? That's what she said. She said that she said she probably didn't say it in that same post, but she has she has said that before. Okay. So yeah, so what you what do you think?
I look at people like individuality. Everybody is individuals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't sit there and call this woman a weak woman though. Yeah. I really can't. That would be hypocritical of me. You know, we all went through many things with our spouses, partners, past partners, and stuff like that. They just had a baby. You see, like you got to see different dynamics in other people's relationships because we just doing a little overview on them. Mm-hmm. But she just had a baby. Mm-hmm. You don't know what this woman going through postpartum wise. Mm-hmm. You don't know if the cheating was years ago or is this going on while she was pregnant. We really don't have too much for me to call this woman a weak woman.
But then again, you mentioned the word cheating. Like, we don't know, like, if it was cheating. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, a lot of times, there's understandings behind closed doors. You know what I'm saying? And not to throw no jab, but it's like, sometimes I feel like people just need to mind their business. You know what I'm saying? In the sense of
everybody's situation different.
Everybody's situation different. You check?
Like, feel that.
I mean, I'm not in no position to right or wrong anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But if anybody, you know put your business out there for us to view, we are going to make our opinion. I don't have to be so judgmental too at the same time. You know? Because if that's the case, I could call a couple people weak for real, for real.
Exactly.
This is just a little situation.
Yeah.
I feel like this is like a, this could be a norm thing, or this is just like extremely like something
different. It's
been
norm. It's been known. Your parents then went through it. Your grandparents then went through it.
Gosh, man.
And look what type of man we talking about.
It just got a lot more cameras. Yeah. Outside now, you know what
I'm saying? Yeah. Everything more out there for real, for real.
Everything visible now.
But look what type of man that is. That's a man that had a... Like, the same high school he went, I went now. I know how much his contract was when he just got out of high school. Mm. You know?
What high school that was?
We went Westlake. Okay. I had come here the year, I think he had graduated, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, okay. So yeah, everybody talking about this man left and right. He come from here.
Okay.
You check, like, what?
He's a man.
This is a man that got money though, at the same time. He got money too. He got 6 children, take care of all the children them. Like, this man got money versus you want, had the same type of mentality of a girl like dealing with a fucking bum.
So, let me ask you our next question now. So if a man doing everything he's supposed to do, providing, you know what I mean, respectful to you, dealing up with the kids, everything, you got a free pastor.
That all depends on a woman that dealing with that type
but
of man.
But should, okay. For
ain't no should or nothing. What I can't deal with, another one will happily take.
Mm. Everybody get their own standards
too.
Like everybody get their own. Everybody get their own, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like it's...
Some people dating to need help. Some people dating for love. You never know whoever that person dealing with is what, right there, what they could tolerate.
But we had to do a quick little change of scenery, you know what I mean? It had too much opinions flying in the back. Mm-hmm. So we said we're going to move some stools, make everything cool, and make the fellas drool. Because get ladies in the house to have sex. So I could go ahead and introduce ourselves one by one. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
What's going on? This Angel. Hey, Instagram is vi.weebangel. W-E-E-B. Not weed, but weeb.
Okay.
Shout out to the weed and the weebs.
Hey. All the weebs out there, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I found Santa Cruz, of course.
Okay, big St.
Cruz. Big up Twin City.
East Side.
Not the West Side.
Rattan.
Okay.
Rattan.
You know.
Sign Farm in the house. But I seen ya.
I ain't say Sign Farm. Rattan. I said Rattan.
I mean, they got bush right there between Sign Farm and Rattan.
Rattan is outside.
It don't matter. It's
cool. Chris from Sign Farm.
You know what I'm saying?
Not that you was on Strawberry, what?
Gone from back to Watson.
Yeah.
I used to go by Chris House and shoot free shows all day long, you know.
Alice Crew stop.
Maybe. We move. Okay. Welcome.
Thank you for coming through and sharing yourself with us.
I know. You got me running late for about the party.
No, you good.
You good.
This is a party, right? Yeah.
My name is Zoriana. I'm from Rock.
Okay. Wait, Zoriana or Doriana?
Doriana.
Okay. I hear a little Spanish. Yes.
Doriana.
Doriana, ¿cómo está?
Santo, you from
Full Santo or Half Santo?
My mom is the, my mom mom is Dominican.
Mm-hmm. Where father be?
My father from Rock.
Okay.
Rock City.
So sadly.
Okay.
Shout out to your parents, man.
Any IG, any socials so anybody could follow you on?
I don't really be on social media like that.
She a gem. Shout out to all the girls that don't be on social media like that.
She's trying to stay low key.
Just because you went on social media, you're just a gem?
Correct.
That's crazy. Because that means you ain't a gem then.
I never claim to be one, first of all.
Well, I am. And I be on social media. Right.
Okay.
You see? No, they all just came together. All of us saw that now. It's like, you gotta watch yourself.
You know what I mean?
But for real,
a lot of men do think like that. If you are on social media, like you're active on social media, you take pictures and stuff like that, they automatically judge you.
It depends.
Which I don't give a fuck.
What do you say?
But hold on. It's like less niggas know about you. Check, which is more appealing to a guy. You know what I mean? It's like,
hold on, you talking about posting often or not posting?
You think you talking about posting often? Any activity?
Posting often. If you're active on social media.
Oh, you say you're active is a problem?
Yeah, like not that is a problem. People automatically judge you.
Judge you on like what for posting?
Well, they got a lot to go off of because you talking about stuff. Well, it depends
on what you're posting. I would think
correct.
If you posting a heap of. BS. I mean, but meaning saying you.
I had to post one of the every
go
day.
Ahead.
You know what I'm saying? If you posting a heap of BS, like that's something you can analyze. You know what I'm saying? If you posting, like you're an entrepreneur, like you're a business owner, you steady
so
and
if
grind,
it's not about
good.
Something with this so-called quote-unquote substance.
Substance.
AKA shaking ass.
I think.
Not shaking ass necessarily. It's just like you just having a personality on social media. Basically.
Well, no, that's different. I mean, that's different.
Let me explain something to you, Jay.
The reason why I said that she's a gem, right?
Mm-hmm.
She may be the most, you know, unpleasant person in the world, which you're not. I just saying, you could be that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't post, but yet I hear calling you a gem. So the reason why I said she's a gem, right? Because how fellas they move is like, they like to like, when they walk in a building, fellas saying who she be rather than, oh, I know she. You know that type of way? So like, when you ain't really on social media out there, there's like less eyes on you. You know what I mean? You go from like...
Virtually.
I was going to say, because, you know, being from the Virgin Islands.
Everybody know everybody.
Exactly. So, other than living in the States.
Everybody from here from the Virgin Islands. Nobody didn't know you were from the Virgin Islands.
That's true.
Ugh. Never seen that day, man.
That's a different, because I don't know rock people. So.
Boys, I good thing you on social media, so you could get this invite.
In a shallow way, you just saying, cut it out of reach. Is basically why you think she had you.
Correct.
Can you think about it? You saying that because you don't have that much eyes on her, is less people that going to be wanting
her. She could be the biggest skis too. That's why you saying it could be run.
That's Virgin Islands PTSD
I could be
run. Right
what you're saying, is like, you know, I could get to know her versus like...
Okay, feel.
You understand we don't answer everybody in DMs, right? I understand that.
No, we know.
I feel like it stems from
Your security level, you know what I'm saying, as a man.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, 100%.
Like you're confident in who you are, you know what I'm saying? Like these type of petty issues, like it shouldn't be an issue. But at the same time, I could understand a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? You have women that, you know what I'm saying? That
why if JB was active showing like you're talking politics? you feel the same way? She's not at gym because she posts a lot. Every day, Kamala Harris Trump. Every fucking day.
Speaking of Kamala Harris and Trump.
Like deflecting, go ahead.
I was just trying to explain on why I said that's a gem. Right after she said, I don't be on social media, I was like, that's a gem. So, she could be posting, but the fact that you're not on social media, like, period, like, not even scrolling
I know, you know what? It hit me. Like, a fucking shot. It hit me. I know what it is, no. It's because it's like something new. Like, I just never see this person before. It's like, oh my God, and I don't know nothing about this person. It's like most of the time, like you, sir, everybody in the virgins kind of know each other a little bit, right?
I ain't telling her to stop posting you. I'm like, when I watch with the green and I want to be more appealing to the man, then I want to be a gem, so I can stop posting.
I feel it's more attractive and I'm more attracted to them when they post more.
You can see more angles?
No. I get to know them more. I get to see like, oh, she like fucking anime, that's fire. She was all the girls are like anime one time for the one time and then you like anime. Appreciate
that. She says she a dweeb, so yeah, you like anime. Yeah, anime girl.
Shout out to anime girls, whatever. So, but like, just to get to know them like a little more is cool.
My son get me into the anime. I have boy mom, so.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, you in the dark.
Who are the kids?
Who are don't pull out?
Hey, shout out to my son. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me go. My son. My son in the building.
Yes.
Hey, don't bring your camera. Yeah, don't bring your camera.
They love the behind the scenes.
Trust me. It don't matter if it's 1 or 10. They cast.
Mm-hmm. It don't matter if a boy or girl.
Correct.
Because I have a girl, but she loves little boy things.
Mm. How old is your daughter?
Cost a lot. She's 3.
She's 3.
Yeah.
I got 3-year-old. You know what I mean? Link up.
11. Big one.
17.
She's tough. Yeah, this little girl.
Seven going at 17.
She's been having me back and forth with the urgent cares.
Oh, man. Jesus. Well, you know, I baby-proofed the house, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
baby
I can't do them stages.
It don't
like,
matter. She'd like be at a daycare hurting herself.
Oh, my God.
See, if I need... if when I decide to,
two
like...
Two health insurance on her.
See, yeah, I give you a military man, girl. Let me help you with that. TRICARE the best.
Girl. A military man?
Correct, because as a military woman, we got TRICARE. Anyways,
military.
Correct. Still in the military.
Everybody in the military, sit down and outside.
Thank you. You know it's Veterans Day.
Yeah, big up.
In the military.
Big up.
Exactly.
Who else in the military?
Only you?
No.
Dummy?
I thought you said no.
No.
I was. I was.
Currently.
You army?
Active? Yeah.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Active. Yes. AGR status.
Oh,
I am a instructor. I teach IT.
Okay.
IT?
That's
yes.
lit. That's lit.
Bravo?
10, yeah. 25, bravo.
Right, we talk after this part. All
right.
All right, cool. So, yeah. I'm glad we talk about all that stuff. You know, that adds some time to our video. I appreciate that. But can we get back to
Cam Newton?
Okay,
we'll get back
into
Cam
and
Newton.
The opinions.
Jay said her piece.
Mm-hmm, I did.
What was the question?
So, okay. Mm-hmm. So, for you guys that just tuning in, Cam Newton and his girl, Foxy, right? He said publicly that he has had sex with other women while being with her. And she just still take it back. You know, they'll go on a nice long walk, you know, talk about it, and then they are good again. You feel like it honest stuff? I promise I ain't honest stuff.
They go on a walk?
That she literally says they go on a walk.
Okay, okay.
Every time he cheats, did it go on a walk.
Like a
she said, hold on.
Every time he cheats, did it go on.
Hold on.
Me and her legs probably strong.
She said, hold on.
Where they walking? Where they walking?
You walking in their backyard. Hey,
you said she said that?
That's what she said.
That every time he cheat, they were going on a walk.
Yeah. And did it talk about it and she'd ask him. She did it try and figure out how she could be better or... Basically, like, you know, how what we could do so this don't happen again.
I gotta do some research.
It's a pod.
Back to my question. How many walks this be? So we know how many times she had to ask how we gonna fix this.
Let's just say it's multiple walks.
It's a lot of walks.
Multiples, two.
She get walking shoes from.
So how many times I'm times in two?
Probably like
does
three,
it matter though?
Times.
If it, how many walks? It's multiple.
It does matter.
So,
she
pulling
out
it does.
After
two, a few is three. What, three? Okay. More?
Well, it's Cam Newton we're talking about. So probably like 9-10 walks.
A day.
I ain't gonna lie. Walk.
A day? Wait, I'm on.
Wait. Babe, I only doing this so you could keep in shape.
If I had a tree, son, that take 2 walks. You know what I'm saying?
Babe, I literally doing this for your
walking health. Walking after that day is crazy, though. Like,
in this case, she must be waiting for that divorce papers to sound right.
But she ain't married.
They ain't married.
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
So what you saying is she dumb?
Baby mother, baby father.
What? No, I know what you saying. Like,
no, for real.
She dumb?
She dumb.
What about you? What you think?
There you go. Go ahead.
What did I say earlier? It was like a 50-50.
No, you know, you can't
copy. Let she go, let she go, let she go.
She ain't copying
her. Let a woman
answer.
What? What I was saying is I can't call her dumb. Can't call her stupid.
Because the situation is different.
When you say it's 50-50?
No.
Okay, listening.
So let me speak on my perspective.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. That's why we have different people.
It's dumb.
It's very dumb. Because it's, dumb. It's like,
get ready for it.
One time, okay, an innocent one time, okay, an innocent mistake. Twice, that's a fucking habit.
But he never said it was a mistake. He never said, I don't think he said it was a mistake. That's not what he said.
They got through it. They got through it.
Even worse.
I ain't said spite either, no. Hold on.
That's why you're supposed to beat them the first time they do it. You beat them. Beat them bad. Because that second time they're going to
like physically beat?
Yes, beat them. Beat them bad.
But the thing is, because
they're going to think about it that second time. And then on top of that, if you love me enough, you cover that shit up. Don't let me find out.
Wait. Before the conversation even continues.
Wait. Hold on.
Just hold it.
You said if I love you enough, don't let you find out?
Correct. Yeah, I need to be so sloppy. That's disrespectful. Wait,
don't even walk on that shit.
That's what I mean. That's what
she
said.
Don't even walk on that real quick. Okay. Advisory, because we have Americans that also watch us. Virgin Island women do not beat men.
Correct.
This line, I know.
I do.
Women in the Virgin Islands don't be casually beating men.
It may have a select few. No, they beat men if they touch us. That's the only thing. No, if they touch us.
Okay, yeah. Don't touch a VI girl because she gonna put her hands on you.
Exactly. Don't touch me.
You know what I'm saying? The hood gonna put her hands on you, feel me? But go ahead.
So I was gonna ask, like, before we even continue the conversation, for you guys.
Amen.
Do you guys lie to the woman y'all love or keep it real? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, big Chris, how you feel, brother?
I don't believe in that, like, lying, you know. I believe in being transparent.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I truly do that. Like, but then again, you know what I'm saying? Different people,
different strokes, different folks.
Different folk, because everybody don't deserve that respect. Because you get woman that'll play too, you check.
Mm-hmm.
So if you playing, then you know what I'm saying, ain't no point on me being transparent.
So my whole thing is, like, if you're playing in a relationship, why not just leave?
No. I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't believe in it. I don't believe in, you know what I'm saying? I don't believe in playing. I don't believe in playing. I won't sit here and tell you and lie and say I believe in playing in a relationship. You check? If you're in a relationship, you got to respect, you know what I'm saying? Respect your lady, respect, you know what I'm saying? Respect yourself. But then again, it's perspective, you know what I'm saying? Woman that do their thing too, man. That, you know what I'm saying? Always the man. So I don't know. It's
a 50-50 thing, like I was saying. It's
all about, it boils down to respect. You decide to be with somebody, you gotta respect each other, right?
For sure.
Yeah, you gotta love each other. You hold it down, and you know what I'm saying?
I got
settle down for a reason.
I wanna touch on something. Just wanna put two of the answers together and questions together, right?
Put together.
For sure. Like Legos. So, chill, dog. So,
what? Am I so creative? That's the best you got going on. But go ahead, dog. Go ahead.
So, like, she basically asks, Dory basically asks if we love our, you know, spouse enough to just tell them the truth every single time.
You mean if something was to happen? Or?
Correct.
Just period.
Or going into the relationship playing.
No, just period. Just like period. Just be truthful. Like you come home and I ain't gonna lie, last night. Like,
you slip up, you made a mistake.
Last night I clapped some cheeks. Sorry. What we doing now?
Trust me.
Are you looking at me, dog? I don't understand.
What the fuck you talking about?
But then Jay said, love me enough for me not to find out. So it's like, what route should I take? Exactly. Should I be honest or should I just not let her find out? Should I bury it? Especially if it's a mistake that I truly regret, and if I could go back in time, I wouldn't have do it again. Chris, so what should I do?
Chris, I think you, well, any man or woman, when they get in a relationship, they should understand each other to the point where they know their limits.
Mm-hmm.
First off.
Mm-hmm.
because
yeah. I think that's understanding each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, because
if you know how a woman is, you know if her mentality can even take that kind of situations in the first place.
Okay.
Because you don't know if that woman could be.
So
I'm not gonna say cuckoo in the head.
Okay.
But
I don't want you to go too deep because I want to say what you said. Is you know, what she be, was just
it
saying.
It could go any way.
I ain't done.
What she was saying was basically, we don't know what the fuck they are going on.
Yeah.
They probably could do stuff like that, or she could probably take stuff like that, and she fine with it.
Because right? I've said in another podcast, like, y'all relationships could be any way it can be. We don't know what's going on in the outside.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I might have something going on in the inside because I've seen firsthand different situations where married woman and man have open relationships.
Exactly what we're saying. Like,
and I've seen polygamies and all that stuff going on and boyfriend, girlfriend, not even legally married. So it just depends on what's going on because even those who agree to having relationships between each other and stuff, they get mad over whatever rule got broken in between each other, their deals or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, when you are somebody who's an entertainer or whatever that's outside and always putting your life out there, don't expect other people not to have judgment on you.
Especially when you're not.
That's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing to what y'all was saying earlier. It's like it's a mixture of everything that everybody's been saying that I have an agreement on. She is dumb.
Okay.
So be dumb in private. That's what he's saying.
Thank you.
He basically pointed to the wall.
Stupid in private.
Yeah. Like, don't let us all know you that stupid publicly.
That's a good point.
This should keep it.
I feel like the man race.
Need to like back up a little bit. Like you need to. You don't need to be public with every little.
I feel like the man race.
My man
put it
out there though, so I gotta respond.
I feel like the man race getting attacked right now. The men race getting attacked right now. You check.
Why are you attacking?
Because I feel like
so long. I love how you.
Listen, man. Listen.
Wait. When did that come?
Man love woman. You know, like I don't think I understand how deep man love woman. You know, like
but we is really competing with man right now. That's the problem.
What do you mean?
Huh?
I'm telling you, you are not men. I'm listening. Just listen. I go off a fuck, not biasness. I probably might be not them type of man. You gotta remember, like, where we raised home, you know what I'm saying? A lot of our man been raising our masculinity. Like, right now.
Ego. Operating from ego.
Well, I know.
Like, right now, ain't too much of them out there like that. Like, for real.
I can't say
man
that.
Is really competing.
I can't
agree to that because my man, he's West African.
That's your man. I say man.
Mm-hmm. No, for real.
Talking about society.
For real, for real. So wait.
Hey, but it just depends on where they were born and raised.
Correct.
That's what she said.
Yeah. That's so, what I'm saying. I say, probably I'm not attacking
so
you, you.
So you saying that...
You really competing with man out there?
What? Like, you remember the other
days? Atlanta? Or just in the world?
In 2024?
Remember everybody right now, everybody's struggling. Like, yeah. Everybody want help and shit. No. Man want help too. No.
In 2024... Like real talk. Like I thought when I first started seeing women putting up these statuses about how man jealous of woman and how man they be competing with woman. I was like, for what? Like, what's the reason? You know what I'm saying? But over and over throughout the year I've been hearing a lot of crazy stories of how man like really they be jealous like of their girl or jealous of another woman. And I don't understand.
I'm a very successful woman.
I don't understand. So that's what she talking on.
It goes back to the comment I made earlier. Insecurity.
Correct. And it is like, a lot of people
it's a lot of them. Yeah. Like, you could be a stand-up guy.
I ain't gonna lie to you, it's a lot of women that have more ambition than man.
Correct.
You got a lot of women that working harder than man.
I'm just saying that
sometimes could probably weaken a man, you know what I'm saying? Like to see she get motion, you know what I'm saying?
Correct.
And he at the crib chilling, you know what I'm saying?
Shit ain't going too well for you right now. You got attributes, but shit not going right for you right now.
That's also how they was raised too.
Not necessarily,
because every man has a code. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not necessarily.
Every man has their own code. Like you have to work with your values. You know, you know how you like how you raise play a factor. Yeah, but it's like it's not an excuse. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I feel. That's how I feel about.
But that come into now the dynamics. Then you have somebody like probably yourselves that's very successful men, right? Mm-hmm. Guess what? You got the ratio is like 10 to 1. Like 10 single women, one is one man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. then the picking ain't really picking for real. And mm-hmm. you see how the problem lie? Now you got mm-hmm. access to more single women mm-hmm. because ain't too much, you know?
What a time to be a man. So what else you have in store for us so we could move on from Cam Newton and his relationship?
All right, so some people say that ain't my business. Some people say she dumb. Me personally, what you think? What you think about it? If you come, you appreciate a woman like that?
Mm. But look what type of man you talking about.
Yeah. If you come, do you appreciate a woman like that that don't blow up the whole household spot?
That gonna just allow me to cheat?
Not allow, but like take you back when you cheat every single time.
Oh, take me back every single time? I mean, that'd be cool.
You and Cam Newton status now. Yeah, remember that?
What he's saying is, right? Like, I think it's cool. That's a cool thing. Well, but if like the dying way seeking, it don't really matter. They to me, a check. Like, so like, if you're on your grind or you're on your journey, like, I feel like at the end of the day, like, you ain't gonna really be focused on all that stuff. You check what I'm saying? Mm. And if you are, I feel like I'll be a person that I'd be open to talk about it before I even like trying to step foot and do stuff like that. I wouldn't want to do it, then come on, be
but
like,
then again, we speaking on them people, like in my Cruisian accent, we speaking on them people business that we don't know what going on.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
So, like to we, it could look assaulting, it could look like cheating. You check? But lo and behold,
we don't know that arrangement.
It could be an understanding check between them. You know what I'm saying? But no. No, the world know because Cam speak up, you check. Yeah. But before that, mm-hmm. it could be an understanding. You mm-hmm. check what you're saying? Like, it don't necessarily gotta be a judgmental situation or judgmental thing unless you know the facts, unless you're in the house with them people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I heavy on minding my business because you don't know them people. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can have an agreement.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, and if I'm not mistaken,
I is so and so. This will come with me. You like it, you stay. You don't like it, you could leave. Some woman, believe it or not, did a stay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When they, because they appreciate too. They appreciate
honesty,
a man that's transparent, honest, man that gonna tell them the real. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure.
So
for sure.
It's up to the woman to. Mm-hmm. It's you know what I'm saying? It's an understanding between them. It could be an understanding. Me, I don't know them. I don't know the people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
If I'm not mistaken, she said they have an understanding. Like, she basically said the same thing too, you know?
Yeah. Oh, then they got an understanding. Yeah. Like, well, when you do it, just let me know. We go for a walk on the beach and then we come back and do it again.
They have their own relationship.
Walk on the beach.
That's how they're cool.
Nah, but for sure. That could be their understanding.
There's a lot of women that ain't too much faced by cheating too, you know? It's just different people, individuals.
I hear a story one time. Well, not a story, but I overheard, like, somebody was telling me one time that how, what you call it, the woman tell the man that ain't no vibe, like she said, long as she don't know or whatnot, but don't bring nothing home. You check?
Hold on, the woman telling the man,
don't bring nothing home.
That's in a perfect world, though.
That's like, do what you're doing, but you know what I'm saying? Be careful what you're doing. You check, but you check what you're saying. Like, I ain't gonna leave you if you're doing it, but be considerate of me.
I don't think they dumb either. I just feel like they just have an understanding, like you said. Like, once I get understanding, I get boundaries and I go to them.
Yeah, that's understanding, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah. Anyways, mm-hmm. look. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we human, you know. Mm-hmm. Which I don't understand. Yeah, now I'm not looking at a...
Is that alien?
A humanely level. You're looking at like me being a good, like the good person. You're looking at it at a positive.
On a good day. That's what
yeah, but that's not how humans really work. Like children, adults, you give anybody an inch, they tend to do this. This is just human nature. It's like, okay, if I could go this far, I don't really have any... It's not, I don't have too much consequences. She good with what I do. okay, it slip up, sorry, but I was doing what you tell me I could do. Mm. So that's the thing you with humans is like, you can't.
And then we, man, we attack our ancient.
That only just, man, children to do it. Children do it all the time.
She just said, man.
You give a woman a credit card right now, right? You tell me, look, the only thing you could spend is 500. Look, me like 560 ain't bad, no.
Yeah, he said 500.
But come on, no.
Around 500.
Can we appreciate the men that, that actually, you know what I'm saying, appreciate good women? You know what I'm saying?
Talk about
that's
it.
Good.
And you know, we appreciate like, good men.
Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, like there is,
where
there,
man,
there is.
Where a man living up to the leg skin missing? Where a man just man drop the leg skin?
I try to switch the narrative from a negative to a positive. You know,
correct.
Like, respect. Like,
positive is my vibes.
You know, I just fucking.
Positive is my vibes.
For sure.
Why not? You know, and shed light on. As well as we shedding light on the man them that cheating, woman them that cheating, and this, that, and the thought. Let's shed light on the man them that really appreciate, which, whatever percentage that it be, me, you know. But, again, man out there that really appreciate
correct.
Good women, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just as well as the other way, the other side, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of good woman, Kamala lost to Trump.
Oh, please.
Hold on.
Here we go.
It's not a political pod.
I was about to say I can.
It's not a political pod. I neutral. You know, I didn't even vote. I don't know if that one get canceled, but I didn't vote.
I ain't voted
yet.
We're not a political pod.
Not your constitutional right.
So you're deep in it.
Yeah. Traffic was going crazy, so I just went back home. So I just want to know, like...
Can woman lead?
I just want... Yeah. Who does that?
I lead now.
I asked it again.
Okay, so my question is, right, can woman lead?
Absolutely.
I don't lead now.
Absolutely.
Why?
Why not?
There you go, right there.
All
right,
man. Thank you for answering it.
But,
honestly speaking, y'all was raised by single moms, no?
No.
No, two parent homes.
I was.
Two parent. And you came out okay, sure. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning she did a great job.
I think she did a great job. Yeah.
You was raised as well?
Yeah.
And you doing fine.
The only thing is I ball, but you know, it's not that good. You know what I mean? Like,
I really just want to know, like, because, you know, if you think back in time, you know, Queen.
It's going to get crazy.
Not even Queen Elizabeth. Egyptian. Nefer.
Cleopatra?
Cleopatra. So Cleopatra was a great leader for a good bit of time. But then she let her emotions get the best of her, which ended up being her downfall. And she ended up losing a lot to Rome.
But so is ego to men.
Right.
No, but like...
We got time and time in history. I could show you 1,800 different damn men.
How many
years?
1,800 and important wars.
Samson did fall and lose here. You know what I mean? So yeah. It could go both ways. But you watch Game of Thrones?
Yes, I did. Oh,
you watch Game of Thrones? You?
Partially.
I did. I watched all of them, House of Dragons, everything. I had a little note too, so.
Why? Amen. What mama name be? The one?
Cersei.
Daenerys. Why Daenerys burned down the whole city at
because
the end?
Because the writer's a bad writer.
Why Daenerys burned down the whole city?
That's really why it happened to be completely.
Okay, that's fictional. I'm talking about
woman leading, right?
Yeah. No. To be clear, you know, I ain't never said a woman can't lead him. I just bring all the facts to the table so we could dissect this topic. Good.
I think the question shouldn't be can a woman lead. The question should be why should a woman be leading?
No, we fucking talking on this podcast. Man. Why should a woman lead?
Why should a woman be leading?
Yeah,
it's like take for instance, me, I don't do the politics. I'll be honest. I keep my opinions to myself because why people are very sensitive with
this election, people really, it's close to religion. Like when people talk about religion,
it's not just politics. A lot of people carry emotions, you know.
Correct.
So you gotta be, you know, knowledgeable about that. But I believe like a woman shouldn't be forced to lead or asked to lead. You see what I'm saying? I feel like it's us. I mean, this is prehistoric. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I far back, can't we?
You know,
You're right, bro.
You put a right person next to you.
Because I can't wait to talk.
She about to tear your ass up.
I swear.
I'm being in a leading position.
Correct.
She about to tear your ass up. I can't help you.
What the fuck are you doing?
She will answer, you know.
Before she answers, I believe.
I gonna pull on my shades.
But I just want to know why y'all men gotta feel you always got to lead. Okay. Why can't you feel that your woman could also help you lead as well?
I just ask, can woman lead? That's how I want.
You can't have two leaders. Ain't no two presidents. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no two. You check what I'm saying?
But you got a president and a vice president. So you got two presidents.
Exactly.
You still got two presidents, technically. But look.
It's okay. It's okay to have your partner with you. You check what I'm saying? It's okay to have your partner with you. But as a woman, you got to trust your man to lead you and whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Correct. Your woman also has a brain, so she might have another.
We're not saying, like, ex, she out, you know what I'm saying? From what's going on or whatever it is, but it's like, primarily.
I feel like from a masculine standpoint, I feel like if you demand the relationship, the alpha in the relationship, like, I ain't going to shun my woman and say, whatever I say goes, and I don't care about what you guys say, check. Like, we are a team. So that you're going to bring value to me and whatever decisions we make, you know, you're going to work together. But at the end of the day, if I get up and I say, I really don't think this is going to work, you as my woman, my partner, whoever who's submissive to me or who chose me as your king, you got to kind of follow my lead. If you choose me, you got to follow my lead. That's kind of what
that's waiting, and that's waiting to get flame up.
It shouldn't be, I got to. Let's see, she got a chance.
I'm going to tell you this. I know a lot. It's a lot of
anticipation.
Relationships out here now where the woman is forced to lead. The woman is the breadwinner.
Ain't got no choice.
You check? I mean, it is what it is. You check? And that's hats off to the woman, you know what I'm saying? That are leaders, you know what I'm saying? Women do have the capacity to, you know what I'm saying, to do
so
that.
So what goes into leadership, though?
Yeah, but it should. What goes into leadership?
Yeah.
I can tell you.
What goes into leadership? What makes you a great leader?
Okay, let's start here. Let's start from the first question. Can a woman lead? Yes, we know that. There's many reasons why a woman can lead. A woman have a capability of leading, i.e., let's talk about the military. We all know kind of how the military structure, correct? You go from, it's just plain from simple. Private. You go from private all the way to, you know, the highest, it either is like a sergeant major, which is the highest will be, in my rank, will be our chief of staff, the president. Mm-hmm. And then you have on the officer side, you go from a little lieutenant all the way up to a big general. We all know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. So, with my experience of being 10 years, I'm an E6, okay? I've been in the military 10 years. I have soldiers below me.
Thank you for the service, instructor too, man. We got to shout that out.
But there's really no difference when it comes to my uniform and my professionalism between a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's no difference.
Right.
It's just I got a feminine voice, he have a male. But we go through the same standards. You get what I'm saying? With the military, we don't have no, if it's not physical, like a physical, like test or something, there's no difference between us when it comes to gender. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Besides physical, like Chris, obviously. Yeah.
She could get up and she could send you outside and make you stand in the rain. And you gotta say, yes, sergeant, and walk outside. Even if she a woman or she a man, like, it ain't gender, it's just a rank, you check? So, like, just saying, a leader don't have to be a gender.
Correct. It don't have to be a gender. Now, if you want me to lead in a gender specific role, then that's a difference. I could only be a woman. You know what I'm saying? So are you telling me something simple as being a president or a chief of staff in anything that is a gendered role?
I think I
can't be a husband. Why the hell would I want to be a husband?
We talking
on a political end or a relationship?
We talking about relationship? We talking about politics?
Well, that's the thing.
Or we talking about jobs?
That's the thing.
Okay.
Every one of those is like, I feel like it's different, perspective.
Correct, it is.
Because when I first say.
Because with jobs, mm-hmm. like she said, military, for example, like, I don't knock woman being sergeants or me. I don't know about military, but sergeants or whatever hierarchy they have. Like I have no, you know what I'm saying, knocking women are doing that.
Because we could do the same thing on that job.
Some women stronger than man. You know, to be honest, you get some women are stronger than man. You could do more push-up than man, more, you know what I'm saying, more run more miles than man and everything. Talking from a military perspective.
Correct.
But
at a relationship
level. In a relationship level.
I can't be no husband. I can't be no boyfriend.
Well, and I would never want to. When I first ask a question, right, what everybody say? How, you know, who
can you be a wife?
You are raised by a single mother. So when I talking about lead, I really mean like, you know, lead, not leading the masses, but leading like, but you answer it in the military because the military do have
to I understand, but I wasn't people. Done. No, that's just on a political end. A political and a professional end. Because mm-hmm. That's not a gender-specific role.
Right.
Now we're talking about gender-specific roles, i.e. husband, father, brother, whatever, a boyfriend. That's something I cannot do. I am a woman at the end of the day. Okay? And I don't want to be nothing but a woman. I could do the same amount of push-ups as you, but that's because that's something that we could do.
What them girls, physical. What them girls, they call it the soft life. Right?
Correct.
Soft life, like,
it don't matter. I am a woman of great success, and I have more success coming, right. But I don't want to be in no masculine light.
Don't get me wrong. I don't like a lazy woman, right? But at the same time, I appreciate, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate the role of taking care of, you know what I'm saying? My woman, if I'm in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? When I'm in a relationship.
For sure.
Like that's, I feel like that's as a man, dog. Like that should be your duty, you know what I'm saying?
Understand.
Like, yeah.
But like, you say everybody got their own understanding.
Yeah.
You know, there's some men that just would like to do every single thing for their woman, and it like, and then she just relax. I just need you in my face, basically. And you know, it's different dynamics.
There's different ways to help too, though.
Correct, it is.
You know what I'm saying? There's different ways to compliment your partner. You check what you're saying?
All right, well, brings us to the end of our show. I want to thank everybody for stopping by and joining in. Big Chris, Dono,
yes, I,
Dory, Angel. Appreciate her for coming.
You forget somebody?
You?
I don't know. I'm just asking if you forget somebody. You can come in here, but it's all good. thank God for showing up. I appreciate it, man. For sure. This is our vibe, Alphon.
Yeah, for sure. So make sure you...
Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate the opportunity. Yeah, it was great to meet all of you. Chris, you cooking tomorrow? Wow.
We open Tuesday to Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, for the time being, that's tentative, though. As we continue to grow...
You gonna cook for the expand. Vets?
I mean...
Veterans Day, too? Crazy.
Veterans Day. When is Veterans Day? Tomorrow?
Monday.
And Monday.
This whole weekend.
Yeah. We gonna work on it, but yeah, all Tuesday to Saturday, yo.
Podcast code coming soon. You know how it is.
Yeah.
For sure.
Appreciate that, man. But give thanks.
We all
appreciate you guys.
All right.